I think we did some good things today. I don't think we won the football game, but I think we improved in some areas. I was proud about how the team fought, came back and studied, worked hard this week, put us in position to win, and obviously we didn't get the job done. Credit goes to Buffalo and a couple plays they made there at the end of the game, but I thought for the most part our guys battled and fought today, and we have to learn to continue to learn when we get in these situations. So we'll get back to work next week, and we'll get ready to go.
Bunch of turnovers, bunch of sacks, a very good day for the defense, and then it has to sit on that one drive at the end.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, I thought we would obviously the 4th and 18 was a bad deal, and made a good throw and catch, and then you know, the one to get him down there in the 1 yard line. But we were trying to be aggressive with him all day today. We're trying to be aggressive with our calls. We're trying to be aggressive in the secondary. Maybe it caught up to us at the end.
Mike, how are you feeling?
I'll be all right.
Was there any doubt that you'd be able to coach?
Yeah. No.
What did you kind of tell the team, or tell the defense on that last timeout? And what are kind of the pros and cons of the timeout? Because obviously, you know, they have time to set something up, but you just wanted to make sure you have the right personnel, obviously.
Well, I wanted to settle us down and get make sure everybody was on the same page. I kind of wanted to see what their formation was going to be, and they changed, but anyway, that's what it was.
Allowed you to have the success you did in the pass rush for most of the game?
Excuse me?
What allowed you to have the success in the pass rush for most of the game?
I think our guys did a good job studying this week as far as the protections that we were seeing and how to attack them.
How concerned are you about your offensive line now? You gave up the sacks, and now you have two guys injured today. What's kind of their status and your concern level?
Well, my concern level isn't real high. You know, I'm proud of the way the guys went in there and continued to fight. You know, we lost those two guys on the same play early in the ball game, and you know, we ran the ball good in the second half, and we had some opportunities in there, and you know, we played good enough defensively that we should have won that last drive.
Away from yourself, given the way that this game ended in your first season, what do you take away from this type of game, this type of loss?
I'm not that deep. I think you're going to, you know, obviously you're going to second guess a lot of calls that you made throughout the course of the ball game, but I'm still going to take away that I'm proud of our effort. You know, there was a lot of negativism going on all over the place about how we are and what we do, and we by no means were we perfect today, but I do feel like this football team improved today. We didn't improve enough to win, but I felt like we improved, and so we just got to keep going. We keep putting ourselves in these positions, we'll have a chance to win.
I'm sure you probably studied all the times that this situation kind of came up last year. Did you see progress in the way they responded in the two-minute drill defensively from what you saw last year?
Yeah. You know, Ben, I don't really worry about what happened last year. You know, you go back and you think about the situations that we had them in. We got them in a lot of long yardage situations. We sacked them a bunch of times at the end of this thing, and we allowed them to make really two plays, and then they hit the last play. So, you know, we probably need to be better in some of these longer yardage situations than we have been throughout the course of the season. That's kind of been a little bit of the Achilles heel. But, you know, if you go back and you look at the things that we're working on and improving on, playing the run, other than that one long run, I thought we played the run well this week. The third down conversions has been better. Defensively, I think we continue to work towards where we got to get to, and then our guys have to have continue to have confidence in themselves that they can make these plays at the end of the ball game. We're young, but we're starting to get a lot of experience, and we have to continue to do these things. So it's more about where we are and where we have to go.
How would you assess Teddy's day?
It was up and down. He missed a throw to Cordero there at the end, and he had some other situations that came up in the ball game. But I thought that he settled down better in the third quarter and the end of the second quarter, and kind of settled down and was more like him. So, you know, we continue to have high expectations of him, and so he needs to keep being put in these situations as well.
He made some big third down throws of his own today. How encouraging was it to see him?
Well, it was great. You know, and that's what we see every day out of him. We see these things, and he made a great throw to Jarius, two of them, I think. There's a lot of positives to take from this game, even though it's going to show up as a loss. I do think there's a lot of positives of where we can go from here and where we can go. And you never, ever, ever want to lose, and I don't ever either. But I have to keep reminding myself about where we are and where we have to continue to go.
I know you would hope to give Ozzie some more carries and maybe more split than load, but talk about McKinnon's performance. Has he taken a step toward your more feature back?
Well, I asked the backs last night to try to get 3 yards after contact, and I thought we did a lot of good things there. We allowed him to get in there, and Jarek made some nice runs, and I don't know. We'll worry about future stuff in the future.
Mike, on the drive that you ended up kicking the field goal, was there any thought of on 3rd and 15 passing instead of having a running play?
No, we kept going backwards. To be honest with you, so we felt like we're in good position with the field goal there, and some things had happened earlier in the drive to kind of throw us off kilter a little bit. So, but no.
Can you talk about Everson Griffin's day? Looked like he had a great day out there with the center.
I thought a lot of our guys did some good things. We just didn't get it done. So.
Like this time a week ago, you were a little angry. Was this a better week in terms of coaching the team? Did they respond?
Yeah, they responded well. There was no fines, so everybody can take a little bit of that. They worked real hard. You know, they continue to work real hard. In practice, they work hard, and I think we play hard. You know, today we put forth a lot of effort, and we had some situations go against us just like they did. And Buffalo has they got a terrific defensive football team. Ifs and buts are candies and nuts, but if we would have, knocked that last ball down, and we're all happy in here today.
Was your health situation just something that unexpectedly surfaced?
It was unexpected.
But everything's okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.